You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive. Are you ready? Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Gerard.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Raycast. I think we're on episode 62, or somewhere thereabouts. Hope everyone's well. I'm doing something a little different with this episode. I'm recording directly into my iPhone, into Anchor, instead of recording separately and then uploading later. That's the old way of doing things. I'm from the old school Anchor. Back when we began, when was that, 2015? When Anchor was just a social audio app, would banter back and forth with each other. But now it's a podcast app. We're podcasting. But I think there are a few people that are still doing that old Anchor way of doing things. Yeah. So I'm dropping this episode today. I hope some of the, speaking of old Anchor peeps, hope some of you out there listening. If you are, send me a message. Let's talk about old times. But I've been pretty busy lately. I'm being pulled in all types of different direction, man. You know, I got this podcast, the Raycast. I have the Rookie Runners podcast, and I have another podcast called the Gerard Files that I play around with every once in a while. I'm on social media. My social media accounts that I use the most are Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, I'm on TikTok now. I'm doing this sort of running, coaching type of account. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. It's called, the account is at Rookie Runner. But yeah, hope you are well. What I wanted to talk about today is my running journey. I want to spend a little time talking about my running journey, how it began. Because I've been running for about 5 years now. And it's been quite a journey. So that's what I'm going to discuss. I'll be right back. And we will talk about it. All right, I am back. And as promised, let me talk to you a little bit about my running journey. Because a lot of you don't know how my running journey started. And where I've been and what I've accomplished. It's worth a listen. My running journey began back in high school. I was a track athlete. I was on track teams, specializing in the 110-meter, 400-meter hurdle events and the 400-meter race, and of which in my high school, I was a member of the 4x400 relay team. And we were pretty successful. We did what we had to do. Cutting up the track, we were pretty fast, won a lot of medals. And essentially, I was a sprinter to mid-distance runner. So I hovered between the two, you know, sprinting, mid-distance, the 400. You know, sometimes I would run the 800. But I much preferred the shorter distances. I remember never wanting to do any type of distance running when I was at practice. Coach wanted us to go and run these cross-country training events, and I would always complain. But we were successful. We did what we had to do. And I had a couple years of successful high school track. After high school, though, I hung up my spikes, as I like to say. Hung them up in pursuit of other more interesting activities like career, living life, starting a family, personal development. But I always stayed active in terms of going to the gym and maintaining my fitness. All right, let's fast forward to several decades later for the sake of brevity. I decided to get back into running just about 5 years ago, just for fitness and fun, just to chill, you know, just get fitter, lose some weight. And guess what? I fell in love with the process. It's been 5 years now since I've been running consistently, at least 1,000 to 1,500 miles per year. In fact, 2021 was my highest mileage year with a low over 1,550 miles. So it's been great. It's been quite a journey, quite a learning experience as well. I can honestly say that I've learned more about myself in the last 5 years of running than I have in the last 20 years. Running, you see, challenges mind and body and will reveal yourself to yourself. That's if you do it consistently. In the past 5 years, I've lost 30 pounds. I've improved my fitness, general health greatly. I became a running coach. Just so many other things happened that have made a huge difference. So I highly recommend running or jogging as a great exercise. And if you're unable to run or you're not into running, walking is just as good for the cardiovascular system as well. To date, I've run in many local and regional races, including 10 half marathons and 3 full marathons. That's 26.2 miles. Among other shorter races like 5Ks, 10Ks, 8Ks. And I've achieved quite a few personal best times across the board in many of these races. Most recently, I did the Richmond Marathon on November 3rd, 2021. The Norfolk Harbor Half Marathon 2 weeks later. And a couple other races in October of 2021. So it was quite a year. I just recently set my goals for 2022, and which includes running 2 more full marathons and 2 more half marathons. So the point I wanted to make here, not to be long-winded, is it's been quite a journey. And if you're new to running, or even if you're a seasoned runner listening to this, my best advice is to stay consistent. There will be good days and there will be bad days. That comes with the territory. That comes with life as well, right? I'm sure you can agree. Just find a good training plan or coach. Trust the process. Enjoy the journey. And most importantly, have some fun. And of course, if you want to find out more, I'm available. Follow me on social media. Check out the Rookie Runners podcast, which is also available here on Anchor, as well as Spotify and all other platforms, and find out more about it. If you have any questions, of course, please, I encourage you to send me a message. Let's chat about it. I'll be right back. And there you have it, folks. A little bit about my running journey, a little bit of history, a little bit of background. I'll be talking a little bit more about it in the weeks to come. And if you want to hear more, definitely check out the Rookie Runners podcast. I interview a lot of guests on the podcast about their running journey. It's a lot of fun to hear their challenges, their wins, their ups, their downs. That's what it's all about. Background music. Oh, provided by Andre Louis. He is at Freaky Foof on Twitter. That's FreakyFwoof. Thank you for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. And I will catch you on the rebound.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes.